Hi, I'm Luke Hanson McDonald, and welcome to Beyond the Family Business.
Hi, Luke Hanson McDonald here, and today we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to take a look at the oldest family-owned business in the world, Hoshi Ryokan. I think I got that right. So this business has been around for 1,300 years in rural Japan as a hot spring bath and hotel operated by the Hoshi family. Recently, they entered the 47th generation as Hisei Hoshi took over from her father. Their story is simply incredible. They've survived innumerable wars, economic downturns, natural disasters, and succession challenges. So I thought it was worthwhile to take a look at this business and see what we could learn from their incredible legacy. Enjoy. So the first lesson, they take an incredible amount of care to train the next generation of leadership. The Hoshi family obviously believes in mentorship and nurturing of the next generation in order to be successful. There's a great deal of tradition in this business and it needs to be passed down directly. As an example, it is a tradition that they don't use written documentation for training. They actually teach everything through word of mouth. At first, this sounds a little bit crazy, but when you think about it, it means that you have to spend a great deal of time as a parent working directly with your child, explaining how the business works. You know, growing up in a family business, sometimes I would have to piece together how things worked by, you know, reading old documentation or talking to team members, but, you know, often wondered, would it have been better if I literally just sat at my dad's desk and got to hear how he ran the business and just, you know, talk to him about it at length? So I think there's something very honorable in this approach and very logical, frankly. Second, they can never forget the main differentiator of the business, the hot spring bath. So it was discovered in 700 BC by a Buddhist monk who said it had healing properties. The Hoshi family soon after started their business as a hot spring bath and then eventually became a hotel. So in other words, for 1300 years, the hot spring has really been the core of their business. And they can never forget that. So the environmental stewardship is a key role that each generation must take on so that future generations can enjoy this beautiful natural resource. So the third lesson. To challenge change is our responsibility. This is what Hisei's father, Zengoro Hoshi, believed. And they've clearly shown this to be true over time. They've survived innumerable challenges. For example, during World War II, they embraced the fact that they couldn't have any people coming there for vacation, so they became a field hospital for wounded soldiers. After the roaring 80s in Japan, they saw much harder economic times, reducing rents by up to 75% and their staff as well. And most recently, the family dealt with an incredibly large challenge when Hisei Hoshi's older brother suddenly passed away. He had been trained for much of his life to take over as the heir of the business. Hisei Hoshi had to rise to the occasion, changing her life plans and spending the last few years of her father's life learning from him to take over the business. Now, they're very lucky she has because she's bringing new and exciting ideas to the business. Again, embracing that culture of change, realizing you must innovate to survive. So again, the three lessons. Train the next generation with care. Second, never forget your key value proposition, what differentiates you, and protect that. And third, embrace change, because it's coming no matter what. So I don't know if any of this is earth-shattering, but it goes to show the importance of these things. Sometimes it's so easy to overlook them. And, you know, I've certainly dealt with it growing up in a family business where at times I felt I didn't get ample training and I was just sort of thrown in the deep end to figure things out. And while that method can have benefits, I think this is proof that there's a lot of benefit from taking a more careful approach. I mean, they have 47 generations to prove why. And last I'll say, this story to me is a tale of tenacity and perseverance. Without the passion and dedication of the Hoshi family, I have no doubt that they wouldn't be here today. Thanks very much. Hope you enjoyed.
I'm Luke Hanson McDonald. This was Beyond the Family Business. Please review and subscribe. Thank you very much. Talk to you next time.